Alright everyone, buckle up because today we're diving deep into something super important. Setting healthy boundaries, and not just as adults, but starting young. Ever felt like that kid who was always saying, yes, even when their stomach was churning with, no? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It's never too late to learn the power of, no, and build those protective walls we all need. Think about it. Boundaries are like invisible fences around our energy, time, and emotional well-being. They tell people what we're comfortable with, what we won't tolerate, and ultimately, who gets access to our amazing selves. And trust me, learning this early on can make a world of difference in how you navigate relationships, handle stress, and feel confident in your own skin. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you set those healthy boundaries from day one. First up, communication is key. This might seem obvious, but it's crucial to learn how to express your needs and wants clearly, even if it feels awkward at first. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect someone to read your mind, right? Well, the same goes for others. So, practice saying things like, I need some quiet time to myself, or, that activity doesn't sound fun for me. Remember, being honest and direct is way more respectful than letting resentment build up inside. Next, it's okay to say no. Seriously, it's a complete superpower. Saying, no, doesn't mean you're being rude or selfish, it means you're prioritizing your own well-being. Think of those times when you felt pressured to do something that made you uncomfortable, whether it was joining an activity you didn't like or agreeing to help someone even when you were already overwhelmed. Saying, no, in those situations can actually save you stress and frustration in the long run. Recognize your limits. We all have different strengths, weaknesses, and levels of energy. It's essential to understand what you can handle and what pushes you over the edge. This doesn't mean saying yes to everything within reason. It means recognizing when you need a break, when you need to delegate tasks, or when something simply isn't a good fit for you. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. Don't be afraid to ask for help. You know that saying, it takes a village. Well, it's true. Everyone needs support sometimes, and asking for help doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're smart enough to recognize when you need an extra hand. Talk to your parents, teachers, friends, or even a trusted adult about what's going on and how they can support you in setting healthy boundaries. Finally, practice makes perfect. Setting boundaries is like learning a new skill. It takes time, practice, and patience. Don't get discouraged if you stumble along the way. Every time you assert yourself, even in small ways, you're building your confidence and creating a stronger foundation for healthy relationships. Picture this. You're at school and someone asks you to help them with a project that's due tomorrow, but you already have a ton of homework and commitments. You know saying, yes, will mean sacrificing sleep and putting yourself under unnecessary stress. How do you handle it? This is where those healthy boundaries come in. You could politely decline by saying something like, I wish I could help, but I'm swamped with my own work right now. Good luck with your project. See, being assertive doesn't have to be confrontational. It's about finding that sweet spot between honoring your commitments and respecting other people's requests. So, remember, setting healthy boundaries isn't about shutting people out. It's about creating space for yourself to thrive. It's about saying, yes, to what nourishes you and, no, to what drains you. Think of this as your own personal superpower, the ability to shape your experiences and create a life that feels truly fulfilling. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from learning about setting healthy boundaries, even if they're just starting out. And don't forget to leave a review. It helps others find this podcast and join the conversation. Until next time, keep those boundaries strong and your peace protected.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.